This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Obviously, there's been other civilizations before this. Obviously, this is something bigger than us individually. We're eternal. We know that. And obviously, the people attacking us, these things aren't really powerful. We're just not aware of them. That's why they're having victory. But this could be the last time we ever talk. I'm not saying that. I'm saying with the kill switches, with the wars, with everything this group's doing to try to suppress humanity, they may launch World War III. Who knows? I believe we can stop it together. But if this is the last 4 minutes ever that you have to talk to people, what are you going to say to them?
We are going to win this. When we realize that we're not dealing with an all-powerful force, we're dealing with a force that has one gift, and that is the knowledge and the ability to hijack the perception of the target population. And key to that hijack is to persuade us, the billions, that they, the handful, have power. They do not have power. They have only the power that we give to it in the form of acquiescence. So when the power we give to them is recycled back against us, our perception is they have power. What we miss is the first part of the feedback loop, which is us giving them their power. So if we fall for the fact that there's a deadly virus in the spring of 2020, and the only way of being protected from this deadly virus is to meekly go under house arrest, then the perception that that's how things are will have billions of people meekly going under house arrest. If people won't have it and do their own thinking, they don't do that. They don't meekly go under house arrest. Everything comes from perception, because all behavior comes from that. We are not dealing with an all-powerful force. We're dealing with a force that has hijacked and hoarded knowledge, not just about the agenda, but knowledge about reality and these things I was talking about earlier, that what the body is and the effect of these technological frequencies and the nature of the frequency state of the planet and how the vortices work and the ley lines work. All that is hoarded in the secret society network. Why is it a network of secret societies? To keep secrets. Who from? The population. So we've got two worlds. We've got the world of the cult, where they're handing through the generations, through the initiations, etc., of the secret societies, knowledge they don't want the public to have. And the public are set up to be ignorant of everything they know. So these people have created the education system. Look what they're doing to the kids. Making them knowledgeable people? No. Programming them to be robots, to be press enter people. They control the media, controlling information. What is the education system? Controlling information that the children and young people receive. So what they're doing among the population is suppressing knowledge, not least about reality, but also about the agenda that they are pursuing. So they want to keep the population blind from what they know. And it's very, very relevant and so symbolically perfect that one of the key symbols of this cult is the all-seeing eye, the single eye. And that's what it is. Compared with two-eyed, third-eyed humans, it's a single all-seeing eye. Actually, not all-seeing eye. It thinks it is. And so if you look at this phrase, in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. They have not got the power over us. They have manipulated us to be in ignorance of their existence and what they know.
Powerful. We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. These are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95. Really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with the big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over for the rest of the hour. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Got a bunch of other great hosts coming up today, Owen Shore and others. We're going to have a bunch of other big guests today in this 40-hour money bomb. And the crews reminded me, they're like, hey, you're doing a fundraiser for legal bills to stay on air. You're plugging less than you normally do, but it's such a big show. So thank you for the support, folks. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. There's a big banner where you give straight donations. That way we actually get all the money instead of, you know, just selling you a product where we get part of it. Plus, we have great products that are there as well. We have these little gold bars with a collectible art piece that are going to sell very, very quickly. Those are there at InfoWarsStore.com. Save InfoWars Money Bomb. And we've got a bunch of specials that are running right now. We've extended up to 75% off at cost to sell stuff and get it out so we can fund ourselves. We have flash sale, Brain Force Plus, the amazing nootropic, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And again, I want to thank the listeners. I am so humbled by your support. I am so thankful. But I'm here begging every day because without your support, we will be shut down. I don't want to prove to you that we're out of money while the corporate media lies and says we have all this money by shutting down. We want to stay here and defeat these tyrants, attempt to silence the American people and people around the world. So, InfoWarsStore.com. Go there and get the great products today. And I want to thank all the listeners and folks that have been doing that. I want to thank everybody that's been making donations. Whether it's Brain Force Ultra, whether it is Brain Force Plus, it's all there, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. And again, big lineup tonight, so many big guest hosts joining us, and I'll be back at 9 p.m. Central, but you don't want to tune out. You want to share the links to the live show feeds and more, because that's how we override the censor. So please share the live show feed from Man.Video and InfoWars.com/show. Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News takes over right now.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Go live, it is the Summit News Hour where we dig through the dumpster fire that is the news. And last night, of course, we had a big controversy with Donald Trump appearing in an interview with Piers Morgan, during which Piers Morgan lectured him about the, quote, fake news of claiming the 2020 election was rigged. Of course, that's pretty rich coming from Piers Morgan, who literally rose to prominence off the back of fake news before fake news was even a thing. You'll remember back in 2004, or maybe many of you won't, headline out of BBC, editor sacked over hoax photos. He was the publisher of the Mirror newspaper of fake mock-up photos of British troops supposedly abusing Iraqi prisoners of war by peeing on them. The story was completely fake. The photos were completely fake. It was one of the first primary examples of fake news. So then you've got Morgan lecturing Trump throughout this interview about the, quote, fake news of the 2020 election being rigged. You have him launching this new talk TV network off the back of a promo, which I saw a couple of days ago, of him saying, oh, we're going to take on the woke snowflakes and the virtue signalers. There was no bigger inauthentic, fake, phony virtue signaler than Piers Morgan for the past 2 years plus. Over the COVID pandemic, constantly demanding people be locked down harder, lock me down harder, daddy, constantly demanding people wear face masks while he's caught numerous times in public without a face mask. His own son went to a Black Lives Matter rally just days after Piers Morgan said nobody should congregate in huge groups. His own son goes to a Black Lives Matter rally in London. He congratulates his own son. The guy is completely fraudulent, and he has been for the past 2 years. I've been telling people about that. I've been warning people about that. So he tries to create a fake news controversy by pretending that Trump stormed out of this interview. And in fact, we've got the clip of this supposed Trump storming out of the interview in anger. Let's go to the clip, and then I'll talk about what really happened. Here it is.
If you're as I'm ready.
The former president in denial.
I'll be completely straight to your text.
I think I'm a very honest man. Much more honest than you, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a free and fair election. You lost.
Only a fool would think.
You think I'm a fool?
I do now, yeah.
With respect.
Excuse me.
Okay, with respect.
The legislature.
The hard evidence.
Excuse me.
The most explosive interview of the year.
I don't think you're real.
This I really I'm not like
very dishonest. Let's finish up the interview.
Morgan versus Trump.
Turn the camera off.
Very dishonest.
So again, that is clearly deceptively edited to suggest that Donald Trump stormed off because he was being grilled too harshly on the 2020 election rigging question. What actually happened was that Piers Morgan was given 20 minutes for that interview. It went on for an hour and 20 minutes. The end of the interview was completely cordial. They were talking about Trump getting a hole in one in a golf match. And when Trump says, that's the end of the interview, it's because he's gone over by an hour. So they've spliced different parts of the interview together. Trump did accuse Morgan of being dishonest on several occasions during the interview, because that's his entire shtick. But again, this was a completely fabricated fake news story to try and drum up interest in this crappy new talk TV network Rupert Murdoch funded that Piers Morgan is now a part of, that he is the primary face of. Again, the reason that Piers Morgan is or was unemployed, and he also got kicked off his CNN show because it hemorrhaged viewers, like CNN Plus is doing now, is for the same reason. Nobody's interested in his bluster, in this fake act that he comes out with. Again, he got the talk TV job because he stormed off a Good Morning Britain confrontation with another host. Again, completely staged. Fake controversy. The Hill reports Trump, Piers Morgan went out of his way to deceptively edit the interview. And he's released the audio, proving the duo in the audio Trump provided thanked each other at the end of the interview set to air next week for the launch of Piers Morgan Uncensored. Trump was heard saying turn the camera off once the conversation had ended. And again, that was after they cordially ended the interview and basically said Piers Morgan profusely thanked him for the interview. They've taken a clip and put it together with this confrontation about the election rigging to try to make out as if Trump stormed off because he couldn't handle the questions. Now, you think that normally deceptively editing a clip and putting out deliberate disinformation, misinformation, would cause Twitter to at least put a warning label on that clip. But no, they haven't. Breitbart reports Twitter won't label Piers Morgan's misinformation about Trump. Yesterday, interviewer and controversy junkie Piers Morgan released a deceptively edited clip on social media, appearing to show a contentious end to an interview between himself and former President Donald Trump, as you've just seen. Despite this, tweets and unedited articles from the corporate media organizations that got the story wrong continue to spread freely on Twitter. The fact checkers have mysteriously vanished once again. This was the biggest story overnight, and the much vaunted fact checkers who are straight in there when it comes to any regime narrative that gets contradicted. Oh, they're suddenly AWOL again. What a surprise. Twitter has a rule, a specific rule against, quote, deceptively edited media, which the platform used as a pretext to take down clips of embarrassing Joe Biden gaffes. And again, Project Veritas. They hit them with it numerous times, claiming that they deceptively edited videos when they merely edited videos, because all videos are edited. Not deceptively, but in this case, it was a clear example of a deceptively edited video to push a misinformation narrative. The original clip hasn't got a warning label on it. None of the mainstream reporting has got a warning label on it. And this is just going to be allowed to fly again. And this is from the progenitor, Piers Morgan, of fake news, who produced one of the primary examples of fake news, damaging as it was, during the invasion and occupation of Iraq back in 2003-2004. We'll come back and see what Nigel Farage had to say about it on the other side, summit.news.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
So Trump came out with a statement after this gotcha fake controversy ginned up by Piers Morgan, the king of fake news. Most Americans don't know his history, and it's literally the history of fake news when he was a newspaper publisher in Britain. Trump said, quote, Piers Morgan, like the rest of the fake news media, attempted to unlawfully and deceptively edit his long and tedious interview with me. He wanted to make it look like I walked out on the interview when my time limit of 20 minutes went over by an hour. So again, many people are asking the question, why is Trump even giving these interviews to regime media outlets? They're going to make him look stupid. They're going to edit the interview. And someone like Piers Morgan is specifically likely to do so, given his history in the news business. But Nigel Farage, I'm told by his aides, gave Trump a full rundown, a full history of Piers Morgan after this incident. And in fact, Nigel Farage put up a video about this morning, and we're going to play it now. Here is Nigel Farage on this issue.
So a major row has blown up overnight between Donald Trump and Piers Morgan, or perhaps more accurately, between Donald Trump and the Murdoch media empire. What's it all about? Well, Piers Morgan, of course, launches his new show on Monday. He wrote a piece last night saying that just before he recorded an interview with Trump, he was presented with a dossier which showed the very, very unpleasant things he'd said about the 45th president in his last few months in office and thereafter. Morgan accuses me of putting that document in Trump's hands. Is it true? Well, here is the truth. A few days before Morgan did the interview, I was at Mar-a-Lago, I met with Trump, and we went out for dinner afterwards. I said to him, Morgan has gone around boasting in UK media, telling everybody that he's your friend, that he's got special privileged access, when in fact, behind your back, he's been stitching you up for a long time. If you do this interview, here is the truth, and I gave him a document. Trump clearly was extremely displeased. The interview, because of that, wasn't perhaps the friendliest it ever could have been. But here's what makes this worse. Let's have a look at today's Sun front page, okay? It says, ex-pres storms out on Morgan. And the clip they're showing is Trump saying, turn off the cameras, getting up from his chair and walking out. It is, let me tell you, that headline there is fake news. The interview had been concluded. It was finished. It was over. They said their thank yous, and Trump got up to go on to his next appointment. He's been completely and utterly stitched up by Piers Morgan. It is disgraceful. It is disgusting. I bet Rupert Murdoch is absolutely fuming. Why would Trump now trust Fox News or any Murdoch media empire? I'm not surprised, I have to say, by any of this. I really, really am not. But I will tell you the full story at 7 o'clock tonight on GB News about what I said to President Trump and his team, about Piers Morgan, and about other untruths that Morgan has told in the course of the last 24 hours. Why would anybody want to be interviewed by a man that stitches them up like this?
So there you have it. I'm going to move on now, though, because we have some current thing news. Headline out of Summit News, Ukrainian tennis star demands Russian players be subjected to ideological purity test. Now, of course, we've had this in Hollywood in film over the past several years, even in the literary world where authors have to sign a contract literally saying that if they're subject to cancellation, if they don't carry the water in terms of the current narrative on whatever hot button issue is in current affairs, then they can be cancelled, their contracts can be cancelled. And now we see a similar ideological purity test seeping into sports. This Ukrainian tennis star has demanded, Alina Svitolina, that Russian and Belarusian players be subjected to ideological purity tests before they're allowed to compete in international tournaments. Of course, we've seen chess players, Russian chess players, banned from international tournaments. And then we've seen a case of two female Ukrainian grand chess masters refusing to sign a document saying that all Russians should be banned from chess tournaments. These are Ukrainian players. And because these Ukrainian players refused to say that all Russians should be banned, they were banned. This is a total purge. Has nothing to do with the fact a lot of these players have come out and denounced the war. They've come out and said they want peace immediately. It's not enough. Now the former world number three has insisted on a total ban on all Russian and Belarusian athletes if they fail to sign up to a series of statements regarding politics and the war in Ukraine. And you see the slippery slope on this. First it's Ukraine, then it's COVID, then it's whatever else. BLM, whatever the next issue, current thing is shoved in front of our faces. If you as a private citizen, an athlete, a sports person, don't agree with it, then your career is ruined. This is how they make people ideologically subservient to whatever they want people to be the water carriers for. She said, we noticed that some Russian and Belarusian players at some point vaguely mentioned the war, but never clearly stated that Russia and Belarus started it on the territory of Ukraine. Now, of course, that's avoiding an entire argument about how Ukraine has been shelling Donbass region for years on end. Now, you can't be nuanced. You have to condemn your own country in order to compete in a tennis tournament. So she's demanded that Russian and Belarusian players answer these three questions, one of which is, do you support Russia's and Belarus's invasion in Ukraine's territory? And as a result of that war started by those countries, they have to denounce their own governments, they have to say who started the war, who's responsible for it, and if they don't all agree to do that, then basically, at least for the time being, their careers are finished. This is an ideological purity test, and it starts with something like Ukraine, Russia. The next thing, it could be the next round of lockdowns. If you don't agree with that, then you don't compete in a tournament. We saw it with Novak Djokovic, simply refusing to state his vaccination status. He was kicked out of the Australian Open and deported from the country. Now, Djokovic calls Wimbledon ban on Russian players crazy. So this Ukrainian tennis player, in insisting that Russian players denounce their own government and specifically adhere to this current thing narrative, that sounds pretty draconian, right? But Wimbledon has gone a step further. They're saying even Russian and Belarusian players that openly denounce Russia's invasion of Ukraine, openly denounce Putin, carry the water for the current thing narrative to a T, they're banned simply because they were born on a piece of land called Russia or Belarus. Well, Serbian star Djokovic, who of course was deported earlier this year for his refusal to partake in the then current thing, the mass vaccination, has said that it's crazy. He said, quote, I will always condemn war. I will never support war, being myself a child of war. Of course, the attack on Serbia by NATO. He asserted, adding, I know how emotional trauma it leaves. In Serbia, we all know what happened in 1999. NATO attacked the country. In the Balkans, we have had many wars in recent history. However, I cannot support the decision of Wimbledon. I think it's crazy when politics interferes with sport. The result is not good, said Djokovic. We're going to go on into the next segment and talk about how Germans are being told to take fewer showers because of their need to support the current thing. We'll be back. Summit.news, don't go away.
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with the big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
You're live, and this is the Save InfoWars Money Bomb. You can go to SaveInfoWars.com and make your valued contribution. You see up there on screen the different options to make a contribution. Absolutely vital that you do so to allow this network to thrive, to survive in the face of unprecedented attacks by the corporate media vultures, as you've seen, obviously, over the past several days. Please go to SaveInfoWars.com and donate what you can today. Now, I'm going to go on to talk about this because everywhere that I drive around where I live, I visit nearby villages here in England, moved out of London, of course, to a more rural countryside area. Every little village you go to, they're expressing support for the current thing. I've been to villages, tiny little hamlets with populations of literally, I don't know, 50, 100 people in the village. And everywhere you go, outside private houses, on public greens, this is like taxpayer funded at this point, giant Ukrainian flags everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And you'll notice these nice villages that you go to are the most economically viable villages and little hamlets in the entire country in many cases. So these very privileged, very posh people are vehemently displaying their support for the current thing. Meanwhile, people in other areas of the country already close to the poverty line are basically now slipping into poverty, both economic and personal depression, because of soaring gasoline prices, soaring food prices. They were obviously already on the rack because of the inflation, which we also had in the UK, as you had in the United States before any of this even started, but apparently it's all Putin's fault. Those people, poor people across the country, were already on the edge. Now, as a result of this, as a result of these sanctions, they're going to be pushed over the edge. We know that poverty, it's not just scrabbling around for some money. Poverty directly leads to death. It leads to depression. It leads to cancers. So you have people across the country in these poor areas struggling to get by, struggling to buy food, struggling to feed their families, struggling to fill up their vehicles. And then you have all these posh twats everywhere else who have a pile of money that they're sitting on, virtue signaling about supporting the current thing by erecting giant flags of a country which 2 months ago they knew nothing whatsoever about in public. And it's absolutely everywhere. I mean, what they had before, I don't know, maybe they had giant NHS flags because the NHS is so good and it's the envy of the world. Maybe in a few months they'll have giant LGBT flags. But again, I just find it absolutely unconscionable that people who are already close to the poverty line have slipped into poverty now. They don't have the money to buy a $5 Ukrainian flag off of Amazon to hoist it proudly and say, I stand with Ukraine. Absolutely incredible. And now we see technocrats, elitists in European countries telling people to suck it up. Headline out of Summit News. Germans told to take fewer showers as energy costs spike. And of course, they need to stand with Ukraine, but that may mean not putting food on the table or not being able to take a hot shower. They're literally saying in this article, which was published by Germany's Bild newspaper, massive tabloid newspaper in Germany, that not having a shower for 3 weeks makes you smell better. They literally say this in the article. Amidst discussion in the country of a potential total energy embargo on Russia, articles about the supposed health benefits of showering less have begun to pop up. And bear in mind, we had an article a few weeks ago where their government minister, Peter Hoare, also told Germans that they should cope with soaring energy costs by turning off the heating and wearing warmer sweaters. Bear in mind, this is about 6 weeks ago when it was very cold in Germany. Old people die if they don't have the heating on. They're literally saying it's better to stand for the current thing than to survive as an old person and get pneumonia and die. The government minister literally came out and said, quote, you can withstand 15 degrees Celsius in winter in a sweater. No one dies of it, but people are dying elsewhere. Well, then they had to have poverty experts and heating energy experts come out and say that no, actually old people are very susceptible to that kind of decrease in temperature, and they do get ill very easily if the temperature in their homes isn't sufficiently high enough. So yes, they are dying. They do die. They can't afford to heat their own homes. Oh, but I suppose it's more important to stand with the current thing, isn't it? So now they've come out with these BS studies from experts saying, quote, it's enough to wash these four body parts. Why the skin cleans itself? They're telling Germans don't shower for 3 to 4 weeks and you'll smell better. They're literally telling them, wash your armpits and your behind, basically. which in the United Kingdom is colloquially known as a, quote, horse wash. It's a literal, like, 19th century term. Apparently this is what we're going back to now in terms of the Great Reset and the deliberate reduction in living standards, which was happening for months and years before any of this Ukraine crap. But now they can smother it in that current thing narrative and say, no, it's because of Vladimir Putin that we're reducing your living standards. Absolutely incredible. Let's go to this Sweden clip now, though, because Sweden has seen massive multicultural riots in the past few days. And then the media came out and, of course, blamed it on right wingers. Here is the clip, multicultural riots in Sweden. Let's roll it. Multicultural areas of Sweden have been rocked by three nights of some of the worst riots the country has ever seen. The prevailing media narrative holds that the riots were a somewhat justified response to plans by a right-wing group to burn the Koran. Politician Rasmus Paludan held an event in Jonkoping while brandishing a Koran, but his speech was drowned out by a priest ringing the bells of a local church in protest. Sweden's liberal churches having done, of course, absolutely nothing to prevent the total subversion of Christianity. Aside from openly encouraging it, ever eager to exploit an opportunity to riot, the diverse populations of Rinkeby, Örebro, and last night Malmo took to the streets to cause mayhem. Authorities told the Associated Press the criminal rioters are just using Paludan's Koran stunt as an excuse, and that their real target has been the police. Sweden's national police chief, Anders Thornberg, says he's never seen such violent riots. Quite the statement, given the country is routinely rocked by mass civil unrest thanks to its open-door immigration policy. The situation is so notorious that last month, Ukrainian refugees said they'd rather stay home in a war zone than be fed into the Swedish asylum system. Sweden went from being one of the safest countries in Europe 20 years ago to the second most dangerous. Gee, I wonder what changed. We know what changed. The people living there. Remember back in 2017 when the media laughed at Trump for highlighting Sweden's massive problem with unintegrated Muslim migrants? They also tried to run hit pieces on me, asserting that dangerous migrant crime no-go zones were a made-up conspiracy theory. Yeah, well, it's not so funny now, is it? The same no-go zones they once insisted didn't exist are now routinely on fire. As even left-wing journalist Lena Mellin admitted back in 2019, quote, everyone knew it would end in disaster. So Sweden routinely suffers these migrant riots, mainly for the reason that police try to arrest violent criminals and then they'll riot in response to it. It's happened in 2020, it's happened numerous times before that. It happened in 2017, which is when Trump came out and talked about it and they all tried to humiliate him and basically pretend it wasn't happening. So you had that happen again. The police authorities say it's not the right-wingers burning the Koran, it's not them rioting, it's these Muslim migrant criminal youth gangs using that as an excuse to deliberately target the police. Even the politically correct police in Sweden are saying that. But how did the German media respond? Well, they said that these riots, these car burnings, these throwing stones at police officers were actually staged by shadowy right-wing extremists. CDF reported that there were, quote, riots at right-wing demos in Malmo. Of course, the riots were conducted by the Muslim migrants, not anyone on the right wing. We'll be back. Summit.news, don't go away.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Live from London, England. It's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Let's go to this video now because I've got a couple to run through. This is the Taylor Lorenz video. Of course, you've probably heard of the controversy about libs of TikTok. The Washington Post decided to send their best journalist to go and try and doorstep the relatives, family members of this estate agent, basically, for the sin of owning a Twitter account that posts demented rants by left-wing extremists. I'm going to come back and talk about it a little bit more, but here is the clip about this Taylor Lorenz creature. She did it again. Let's roll the clip.
Well, she did it again. Taylor Lorenz, the journalist who cried on camera about suffering PTSD over criticism of her journalism. Oh, sorry, no, I mean bullying and harassment, has just doxxed another private citizen in a hit piece for the Washington Post. Meet the person with the least self-awareness in the entire world.
You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. I'm so sorry.
Fine.
It's overwhelming. It's really hard.
Her latest cry bully target, Libs of TikTok. Yeah, Taylor's latest courageous act of intrepid journalism was to stalk and track down the family of the owner of the Libs of TikTok account in an attempt to dox her identity. Lorenz proudly informed Ron DeSantis' press secretary how she was planning to expose the woman behind the Libs of TikTok account. Expose her for what? All she does is post videos of leftists inanely ranting on TikTok. If your ideology is so progressive, tolerant, and wise, why is it necessary to weaponize a huge legacy media outlet owned by a literal billionaire to target someone merely for amplifying that ideology? Quote, several teachers have been fired as a result of being featured on the account. But wait, according to you lot, cancel culture doesn't exist. According to them, whenever the mob gets a conservative fired, it's just taking responsibility for their words and actions. How is that any different from the role performed by libs of TikTok? No, it's not okay when you do it. Taylor Lorenz is about to expose the private citizen behind some anonymous account on Twitter, and when people criticize her for it, she and her friends will claim Taylor is the real victim, and anyone criticizing this type of journalism will be guilty of causing her trauma. Only the narcissists in corporate media could take someone who grew up in Greenwich wealth and Swiss boarding schools, who regularly harms the lives of ordinary citizens with their massive journalistic platform, and tell the public she's the victim and can't be criticized. This is the framework corporate journalists are trying to construct and force you to accept. They can criticize, expose, bully, and destroy anyone they want, no limits. They're journalists. You can't criticize how they use their power. That's harassment. Lorenz then literally showed up on the doorstep of Libs of TikTok's relatives to harass them. This from the woman who cried on TV about harassment.
I'm so sorry. It's overwhelming. It's really hard.
This from the woman who literally tweeted, quote, doxing, stalking, trying to hurt and smear people's loved ones, threatening them, it's not okay in any situation, but it's okay when we do it. It's okay when it's being published in a billionaire-owned corporate media giant. Taylor Lorenz, mean tweet. Taylor Lorenz, showing up to people's homes and calling their family because of a name on Twitter account. Virtually the entire article that Lorenz then published in the Washington Post, exposing libs of TikTok's name and location, is just whining about how effective the account has been in derailing the groomer agenda. Oh, but it's to protect the alphabet people, who are apparently so downtrodden, they require anyone who makes fun of them to be made an example of by one of the most powerful institutions in America. Oh my god, so downtrodden. Lorenz's previous greatest hits include exposing the identities of Pamela Geller's young daughters, who weren't even political, and who had been previously targeted, along with Geller herself, by Islamic terrorists. But remember, Taylor Lorenz is the real victim.
It's really hard.
And well, what do you know, after this controversy blew up yesterday, guess who claimed to be the victim once again? It was Taylor Lorenz. Matt Taibbi in Zero Hedge has got a good article about this called The Washington Post's Libs of TikTok Nothing Burger. He makes the argument that this ambush journalism, this showing up on the doorsteps of people, confronting them with cameras in the streets, is only really permissible from a journalistic ethics standpoint if you're confronting people who have been accused of serious corruption. Project Veritas has done that in the past. Left-wing organizations have done it in the past. This woman, her sins run to running a Twitter account, that highlights demented, deranged rants that leftists post on TikTok, which go viral on TikTok in many cases, and merely highlighting their words. She's a private citizen. She's not accused of any corruption. The main gripe, the main beef that Taylor Lorenz and these leftists have with her and that account is, as ever, that it's effective in exposing them for exactly what they are. Groomers. Let's go to this other clip now, though, because we had an absolutely hilarious development a couple of days ago, where the YouTuber, Ethan Klein, who has repeatedly called for the deplatforming of other YouTubers, repeatedly said that cancel culture is a good thing. Lo and behold, guess what happened to him? He got cancelled! Remember, this is the guy who had a spat with Jordan Peterson back in January, where he said the Canadian academic was, quote, a dangerous gateway to the alt-right, transphobia, and COVID misinfo. So Ethan Klein deleted these two interviews with Jordan Peterson, which at the time, a few years back, were very entertaining, very friendly interviews.
But again, because Ethan Klein has basically sold his soul to the devil in terms of Susan Wojcicki and YouTube, he's joined the regime. And of course, part of joining the regime means that you need to denounce all your previous beliefs and all the previous people you were associated with. He deleted the two Jordan Peterson interviews that he had uploaded several years previously, again, because he's so petrified, pathetically, of the mob coming to cancel him. Well, of course, when he deleted those interviews, Jordan Peterson warned him directly. He said, quote, "You will be held to a higher and higher and soon impossible to maintain ethical standards by the very mob you wish to please. Then you will make a mistake and they will devour you with glee. Please take this warning seriously." Ethan Klein responded by saying, "Canceling, as you call it, sometimes is a good experience." Well, he knows that feeling for sure now because he has been cancelled. Let's go to the clip. Here it is.
This isn't too far. It's too much. Sorry, Gary Stans. Today we have no sponsors because I am an existential threat to gay rights and all progress. So, of course, our wonderful fans have taken it upon themselves to write over our sponsors and to have them not sponsor or not to support us. So we are, I'm very, you know, I'll just say this. I'm very thankful to our members. It makes this show kind of bulletproof to stuff like this, even though it's painful and emotionally, it just doesn't, it's just painful that, you know, people would do that. There it is. And, you know, the other thing is, like, you expect a little more of the sponsors in a way, but I get it. There, you know, it's just transactional for them. But, you know, I feel like I put so much into the good, our good partners, and it's kind of crazy when they just drop you like a bag of dirt when over some bull.
So, again, that was him being canceled after saying cancel culture was a good thing because he made, quote, homophobic remarks in a separate clip, which basically, you know, was just bantering. So now the same person that celebrated other people being deplatformed saying cancel culture was a good thing, Jordan Peterson 3 months ago directly warns him, you will be cancelled by the same mob, and lo and behold, he's cancelled. He's lost all his sponsors. Couldn't have happened to a nice person. Meanwhile, family sex show aimed at kids cancelled after backlash, groomers take the L. This was a disgusting production which involved naked performers in the United Kingdom at Bristol's tobacco factory called The Family Sex Show. And the production company behind this themselves called it, quote, an alternative to porn. Now that has been cancelled after thousands of people signed a petition opposing it. So again, the left says cancel culture doesn't exist, but when it happens to them, suddenly it does exist if you're trying to cancel literal groomers, and it's a bad thing. Meanwhile, black Americans' murder jumps 32% thanks to Black Lives Matter. So 2020, murder of black people jumps 32%, and of course the reason is the Ferguson effect. Defund the police movement, promulgated by Black Lives Matter, has caused police officers not to enter high crime areas, which results in more black people being killed. Another rip-roaring success for Black Lives Matter, which now exists basically as a giant grift operation for its founders to buy multi-million dollar mansions. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is coming up next. Save Infowars.com. Please donate right now. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.